Title: Lo-Fi Intro Degradation Without Third-Party Plugins Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper drum and bass intro that sounds like it's coming through a battered radio or a chewed-up cassette, using only Ableton stock devices. The goal is contrast. The intro feels narrow, mid-forward, noisy, unstable, and then the drop hits and suddenly everything is full bandwidth, full stereo, clean and confident. One quick mindset shift before we touch any devices: do not build this on your master channel. If you degrade the master, you'll end up fighting your limiter, fighting loudness, and you'll accidentally make the drop less special. Instead, we're going to degrade a pre-drop print bus. Think intro bus or music bus or drums pre-drop. The master stays boring and consistent. The intro bus gets abused on purpose. Step 1. Set up the truth that we're going to ruin. Grab your main drop loop. 8 or 16 bars is perfect. Drums, bass, minimal atmos, whatever your track is. Now route the elements you want to sound like one recording into a single group. In Ableton, select those tracks and group them or route them to a dedicated audio track. Name it Intro Bus. This is important. The intro should feel like one captured signal, not 5 clean stems with 5 different lo-fi plugins. That's what sells the illusion. Now we build the degradation chain. Order matters here, because we're telling a story. First we restrict bandwidth, then we thicken and soften, then we'd add grit. Then we add instability, and finally we control stereo and level. First device, EQ8 for bandwidth restriction. Turn on a high pass and a low pass. For a classic radio style intro, start your high pass around 150 to 250 Hz and make it steep, like 24 dB per octave. That strips modern sub weight. Then low pass around 5 to 8 kHz, also steep, to kill air and shine. And here's a move that makes it feel like an actual transmitter. As small bell boost in the presence range, somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5k, plus 1 to 3 dB, medium wide Q. That gives that it's still speaking vibe. Teacher note, don't high pass so aggressively that your break loses its chest. In drum and bass, the groove has to survive the degradation. If the loop stops feeling like it can pull you forward, you filtered too hard or you started with a weak loop. Next device, saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip. Drive it gently, 2 to 6 dB, and trim the output so it's not just louder. Turn on soft clip a lot of the time for intros, because it blurs the transient edges in a musical way. And this is an advanced point: gain stage for texture, not loudness. Every time you add drive, you're also adding level. If you don't control level between stages, you'll think your chain sounds better, when really it's just louder. So after saturator, feel free to add a utility and trim a couple dB if needed before you hit the next device. Next device, drum bus. This is where we get that printed, resampled break energy. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Add crunch, but be careful 5 to 25%, depending on how aggressive you want it. Set dab so you're not spraying fizz everywhere. Try 3 to 8K for the damping point. Usually keep boom off here, because we're intentionally removing sub in the intro. If you add boom, you're fighting your own narrative. Next, redux for bit depth and sample rate grime. This is the seasoning stage. Don't dump the whole meal in redux unless you want that super harsh PS1 jungle thing. Try bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits, sample rate around 6 to 15k, and then keep dry slash wet low like 10 to 35%. Quick check, if you can't recognize the swing of the break anymore, you've gone too far. Lo-fi should feel intentional, not broken. Next, wow and flutter. The instability. You've got two stock options depending on how realistic you want it. Option 1. Chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode. Set the rate super slow 0.08 to 0.30 Hz. That's important. Slow. Then amount maybe 10 to 25%. Mix 10 to 30. Option 2. Frequency shifter, which can sound more like hardware is failing. Use ring mode or single sideband and keep fine tiny, like 0.5 to 5 Hz. Dry slash wet low, 5 to 15%. If you enable the LFO, again keep it slow, 0.05 to 0.20 Hz, and keep the amount tiny. The big mistake here is making wobble fast. Fast chorus reads as synthy, not tape. Drum and bass intros want subtle movement that you feel more than you hear. Now let's add dust and noise without third-party plugins, and without relying on vinyl samples. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator to noise. Turn the filter on, low pass around 6 to 10k, and set the amp envelope so it sustains. No fade in. Quick release so it doesn't click when you stop it. Then add auto pan on that noise track with a very slow rate, 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, and an amount like 20 to 50%. That gives gentle drifting. Add an EQ8 after it and notch anything harsh, often 3 to 5K gets spicy fast. Blend the noise very quietly, think minus 24 to minus 14 dB. The listener should miss it when it's gone, not notice it when it's there. And here is a pro sound design extra. Make the dust breathe with a break. Put a gate on the noise track, turn on sidechain, feed it from your drum loop or just the snare, and set threshold so the noise opens on hits. Short hold, short release. Now your dust is embedded in the rhythm instead of sitting on top like a static layer. Next device on the intro bus. Utility for stereo control and sanity. During the lo-fi section, clamp the width down. Try 0 to 60%. You can even go full mono for the early bars. If there's any low end still present, you can also use bass mono. And here's the classic drop trick. Automate width from narrow to full right before the drop. That unlock creates energy without needing more loudness. Now, let's make this playable with macros, because advanced workflow is about controlling complexity. Select your intro chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Then map macros. Macro 1. Lo-fi amount. This is your overall intensity knob. Map it to a small range of several devices at once. Saturator drive from about 2 to 6 dB, drum bus crunch from about 5 to 20%, redux dry slash wet from about 10 to 35%, and also map the EQ so that as lo-fi increases, the low pass comes down maybe from 9K to 5K, and the high pass rises a bit, like 120 to 250 Hz. Macro 2. Band limit. This is your performance sweep for tuning in. Map it mainly to the EQ8 high pass and low pass. A good range is high pass 80 to 300 Hz, low pass 12K down to 3.5K, depending on how extreme you want that telephone vibe. Macro 3. Wobble. Map chorus amount and mix or frequency shifter LFO amount. Keep the mapped range subtle so the top of the knob doesn't turn into seasickness. Macro 4. Dust. Map the noise track volume or map an auto filter on the noise, or if you want it right on the bus you can use erosion in noise mode. If you do erosion, keep it gentle. Frequency 4 to 10K, amount 0.2 to 1.5, dry slash wet 5 to 20%. Macro 5. Mono clamp. Map utility width 0% to 100%. Macro 6. Drop clean. This is your emergency everything pristine now switch. You can map device activators, but the cleanest approach is actually the next step. Do a parallel rack. So let's level up to the pro method. Clean versus degraded chains. Inside your auto effect rack, make two chains. One called clean and one called degraded. Put all the nasty devices only on degraded. Leave clean empty, or just leave basic utility gain staging. Now use the chain selector to crossfade. Map the chain selector to a macro called clean fade. Set fade ranges so it smoothly blends rather than abruptly switching. This is the drum and bass standard, because it gives you smooth transitions without wrecking the groove. Your automation can now feel like an engineer bringing the signal back, instead of you just bypassing a bunch of plugins. Here's an automation blueprint that works constantly. Bars 1 to 8, mostly degraded, like only 10 to 30% clean. Bars 9 to 15, gradually bring clean up to 60 or 80%. Last bar, you can snap a little more degraded again to build tension. Drop 100% clean instantly. It feels like you're tuning in a pirate radio broadcast, and then the rig suddenly goes direct. Now arrangement moves. This is where it stops being a device rack and starts being drum and bass. Move 1. Bandwidth ramp plus stereo unlock. Over the intro, slowly open your low pass from maybe 4K up to 12K, but don't unlock stereo at the same time. Keep it mostly narrow. Then in the last two bars, hit the width automation hard. Go from maybe 0 to 40% up to 100% quickly, especially in the final beat. And then on the downbeat, go fully clean. This two-stage reveal feels way more deliberate than opening everything gradually. Move 2. Resample for authentic crunch. Solo the intro bus for a bar or two and resample it. Create a new audio track. Set input to resampling and record. Now you've got a printed piece of audio that already sounds like it's been through a process, which is exactly the vibe we're going for. On that resampled clip, add tiny fades, trim gain a touch, and then chop it. Classic technique, in the last bar before the drop, go 1/8 chops in the first half, 1/16 in the next quarter, and then one single repeated stutter right at the end. Then hard cut to clean. The escalation reads as engineered tension, not random glitch. Move 3. Fake cassette stop and restart, but keep it quick. If you're doing it with devices, automate frequency shifter fine down and back very subtly, or if you resampled, automate clip transpose down 2 to 5 semitones over the last half bar, then snap back to zero at the drop. Drum and bass usually doesn't want a long, lazy tape stop unless you're doing a halftime fake out. Keep it sharp. Now a couple advanced coach notes that will save you from common pain. First, use M/S thinking so lo-fi stays punchy. Put an EQ8 early in the chain and switch it to M/S mode. In the mid-channel, keep that 1 to 3K presence relatively intact so the groove reads. In the sides, low pass more aggressively so the intro feels narrow without getting facey and gross. The listener experience is focused and old, not collapsed and broken. Second, make automation curves musical. If you draw perfect linear ramps, it can feel like a plugin demo. Instead, do a slow change for most of the phrase, and then a faster move in the last one or two beats before the drop. Use clip envelopes for repeating motion that locks to bars, and arrangement automation for the one-time big reveal. Third, keep the transient story consistent with D&B. A muffled intro is fine. A smeared snare is not. Do this check. Bypass everything except EQ8 and saturator. If the groove already feels compelling, then add dirt. If it doesn't, fix the loop, fix the sample choice, fix the timing. No rack will save a lifeless break. Optional advanced variation if you want even more control. Multiband lo-fi. Create a rack with three chains, low, mid, high. Use EQ8 on each chain to split bands. Put most of the degradation on the high chain only, a little on the mid, almost none on the low. Then make a macro called Air Destroy that trashes the highs without thinning the body. This is how you get old recording without the intro feeling weak. One more arrangement weapon, the pre-drop air gap. In the final beat, automate a high shelf down on the intro bus, yes down, so it gets even duller for a moment. Kill any dirty room reverb send in that last beat too. Then at the drop, release both. The drop will feel brighter, wider, and closer, even if the peak level doesn't change. Now, quick 15-minute practice so you actually own this technique. Take a 2-bar rolling drum loop. Build the degrade rack. Write an 8-bar intro. Bars 1 to 4. 80 to 100% degraded. Width under 40%. This audio version is shortened for playback.